Valentine, we've just had the most fantastic game lunch, and there's been every sort of game that we could possibly imagine in there. One of the things I noticed about it was quite bloody. As a housewife and as somebody who would perhaps buy game a few times a year, it would make me quite nervous to cook it that bloody. What's your advice for somebody?
I think we have a tendency in this country, when we're nervous of something we might not have tried before, to overcook it. And that's a great shame. Something like the woodcock, it was very bloody because it's got its guts in. And you always cook a woodcock with its guts in because its guts are clean. So the guts will never be cooked by the time the bird is. But also, in order to stop kind of a lot of game in the end tasting like varying degrees of liver, you need to cook them pink to really understand how they taste.
And I mean, it's something that, I mean, it's a very British thing to do, game. If you wanted to go and get some, where would you start to you know, would you go to the supermarket or?
Supermarkets will sell you very obvious game, maybe a pheasant or a partridge or some venison. But if you want to eat some of the very intriguing and peculiar, and well, not peculiar because that might put you off, but some of the really, the more interesting game, then you'll need to go to your butcher and probably order stuff ahead of when you want it.
A lot of people think of game as being very well hung, and even there are some horror stories of maggots and things that we hear as children. Certainly I was told some dreadful stories. Is that still the case anymore?
It's what's become the case in this country. I think that we don't like our game hung. We've become very squeamish as a nation, and we've kind of lost a lot of the old ways. And as a result, once people have died, you'll never have eaten. You know, once those people have gone, you'll never try things the way it used to be. So there's a big gap now, and a generation gap. And so we don't like our game hung in this country, and that's fine. But it still needs to be slightly undercooked.
So, as a first-time person cooking game, what would your recommendation be for someone who has perhaps had never cooked it before? Where would you advise them to start?
For those who haven't eaten game before, I'd advise them to start with probably something like a partridge. We all like to say it tastes rather like chicken. It's a kind of assurance. So try a partridge. Game for beginners. And then if you kind of feel that, you know, you want stronger things, if you're worried about game, cook it with the things. If you're trying to get people to eat game, cook it with things that you know they like. You know, do a partridge, let's say, with bacon and carrots, and then you kind of luring people in. And then as you kind of feel strong and you know you like that, then try something else and move into the red meat of game. Try the woodcocks and the wood pigeons and the snipe and the hare and all those wonderful things. But, you know,
as somebody who's on a budget, is game very expensive? Because obviously, you know, it's something that if it goes wrong, then is it going to be a costly mistake?
If you're on a budget, don't go and buy a grouse. But pigeon, like a rabbit and turnip stew. Rabbits are £3.50. They can feed 4 people easily. Put some turnips in it and some onions and maybe a little bit of bacon or cider, and you've made a wonderful stew for absolutely next to nothing. And pigeon used to be called poor man's steak. I think the problem, if you buy in, I kind of live in the capital and everything is more expensive, but buy pigeons and pheasants and rabbits and things like that from country butchers and you've got a bargain.
You've got a book that's got some recipes in. You've got several books. So where can I find some of your recipes if I want to have a look at them?
I think in my first book, which is What to Eat Now, Autumn and Winter, because of course it's the logical time for game, and my new book, The Good Table, which has got a mallard recipe in it. I think it's got a venison curry. Again, trying to get you to eat things cooked in a way that you might find more appealing. It's got tandoori partridge.
That sounds really interesting. Sorry. Go back to the tandoori partridge.
Tandoori partridge, a lot of the partridge family, the Franklin family, there's all sorts of Franklins that live in India, and there they might well be going the tandoor. So we've just got one of their cousins in this country, so there's a logic there, and try it tandoori.
Fantastic. Well, I'll definitely be having a look out for your recipes in your book, and thank you very much for chatting with me.
It's a pleasure, as always.